this morning by First Baptist Church and also by Tall Grass Motors and Anna Fisherian from the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. And I first of all, I drove by your place, I don't know, within the last week or so. Things are definitely moving along. You're not there yet, but it looks a whole lot closer than it was.
It does. Yeah. Good morning, Charlie. I'm happy to be here. The new facility, it progresses every day. I walked in two Fridays ago and things were coming together, and then within the next week they had windows in place and exterior doors going in place. So the roof's all on. We're working on enclosing it now, and then they'll kind of drape all the glass because there's a lot of glass, which is cool, so you can see in, but they'll kind of drape everything to keep all the inside stuff a fun surprise for the kids and the rest of the community.
Doggone it.
I know.
you walk up, I mean, you walk up there, you want to look in the window.
Yeah,
they need to at least make
there.
A little, you know, two-inch yeah. circle of people somewhere along.
Exactly. There. It is really cool, and it's really open, but the space, the way that we've laid it out, working with the Ambler team, I think it's going to work really well for our kids and how we run our programs. And we have a lot more kind of classroom space, so we can do some designated STEM area, designated art area, a lot more storage, which is nice. And it's just going to be state of the art.
Yeah, and I don't care how long, you know, we live in a building. We always accumulate stuff.
Yes, that's very true. So we'll get to go through kind of that process at the old club, kind of digging through stuff. Just like when you move out of your house, you kind of think, why in the world do we still have this? Or, you know, what were we thinking about keeping this? But we'll kind of dig through some of that old stuff and tag what we're going to take and trash what we're going to leave. So we'll kind of be moving into that after the summer wraps up.
Well, rather than trash it, and you do what you want to, but, you know, why not, you know, have a Boys and Girls Club auction? If you
yeah.
were a member 15, 20, 40 mm-hmm. years ago, here's some stuff you may remember.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know, we have some great furniture, like our boardroom stuff that we have that we probably won't take with us, that somebody can put to good use, and we will take some of our desks and things like that. But we might have some kind of little walk-through garage sale or something like that, because we want to make sure that we, you know, can pass things on to a new owner if it's worth salvaging. Some of the stuff is just old files and things like that.
But there's probably got to be some memorabilia somewhere
definitely.
The line, you know.
Yeah, and since this is our last summer in the current facility, we're working really hard to kind of get pictures of the space so that you can really see. It's hard in pictures to see exactly how packed full of kids it is, but we're trying to document the building really well, and I've gotten to look through some old pictures, which is fun. So we'd like to do some kind of a homecoming event for our alums and for the community to kind of get to walk through the facility one more time before we move over to the new place. So maybe this fall we'll get that together and do kind of a little homecoming event.
Well, I'm sure in somebody's archives, probably in some 8mm home movies,
yeah.
there's all kinds of stuff out there somewhere.
Exactly. You know, we have a lot of the Boys Club pictures, but I'm sure that there's people out there that have more, and we know there's so many alums that are local, or people that are local that still have connections with old alums. And so if you are an alum, there's a place on our website where you can fill out just a quick little your name and your address so that we can keep you in touch when we're planning all of these things. We want to be able to connect with people, and most of our records are from when people join the Alumni Association, so they might not still live at the place that they did, you know.
That was a college address.
Yeah, exactly, or an old home address or something like that. So getting up-to-date records on people is something that we're kind of working on. So there is a place to do that on our website, or I'm trying to post some kind of throwback pictures on our Facebook page too. But we would love to see old pictures if people have them, and tag your friends, and mm-hmm. it's a great way to reconnect with people.
Well, and I think for again, your alums that maybe haven't set foot in the door for 18
mm-hmm.
months or more.
Right. Yeah.
it would be a neat way for them to reconnect.
Definitely. You know?
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, we know that building has a lot of memories and has served, you know, thousands of kids and families. And so it's a really special place, and we're not going to lose that in the new building. We just want to carry over those memories into the new facility. And so that would be a great way to do it and kind of reconnect with the younger generation of members and have sort of this span of membership, which is a cool aspect of the Boys and Girls Club that
I remember from some United Way interviews. This is probably before you even joined the United Way, where several of the board members were in talking about their experiences at the time when they were members.
That right.
You get the adult connection.
Sure.
You know.
You know, we've been doing grilling on Fridays for our Seminole Club, and so Thad Friedman was in this past Friday, and so his wife Mary's on the board, and then Thad grew up at the Boys Club, and so it's a cool connection for him to be able to come back as an adult and be in the same building, you know, for this last summer, and then serving hot dogs and chips to kids, you know, is pretty cool. So the grill days on Fridays have been a really fun way to connect some of our adults, alums or not, that don't always get to come in and see the programs in action. And so that's been a really fun way to bring in some new volunteers and have them see kind of the scope of what we do.
Well, I know you're not ready to announce, so I won't even ask. We'll just look forward to whenever that happens. You know,
we had some exciting news. We've kind of still had, I know the capital fundraising, we've been a little quieter. Our capital committee is still working, but we're not meeting regularly. But we had some requests that have been pending, and they've come back positively. So we're excited to announce some of that stuff within the next week or two. So we're still working, you know, on kind of outfitting the space and things like that. You know, if we have more funds, we can always do more fun things and add in some cool, you know, aspects that are maybe not necessities, but definitely things that we could use really well and be really cool. So that's kind of what we're still working on.
Well, you can operate on Windows 95 computers, but nobody wants to.
We don't want to. And that's been the interesting thing, too. You know, you're thinking about this new facility, and we want to be intentional with what we're doing. And so that was why our capital committee and our board decided to raise the goal originally to put in a bigger teen space, to put in a safe room, things like that, thinking long term. And we're doing the same thing in terms of technology, because it's changing so quickly. We don't want to spend, you know, money and invest this money with things that are going to be outdated. So we're working with a tech company that the Bartlesville Community Foundation connected us with, called 501 Tech, and they've been great to kind of help us think about that big picture and what's going to work with what the kids are using at school, since they're kind of moving to more of these Chromebooks and Chrome flip thing, I don't even know. But we want it to be the same.
It's called the one-to-one
initiative. Yes, exactly. We want it to be, you know, what they're using in school, and then they come to the club and kind of have the same experience, so they're able to sort of continue working on what they're working on at school, which just makes sense. But it's crazy how all that stuff changes, because, yeah, it's not necessarily your classic desktop computer that makes the most sense for certain programs anymore.
Exactly. And like you said, I mean, it changes from year to year, let alone sometimes month to month.
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of an exciting thing to get to think about and be strategic about with our different resources, you know, because we have people on staff who are pretty tech savvy, but we're not necessarily experts. So getting that expert opinion is really important.
Exactly. Well, when you have a organization like the 501 Tech that they recommended to you, that's their business, not only to operate it, but to look at it from a nonprofit point of view.
Exactly, because they're a nonprofit themselves, which is really nice. So we're able to get some good deals and good advice and things like that. And they've worked to make sure that all of our wiring is right and all of our little drop points and all of that stuff. It's you know, I've never built a house, but it's very involved. And so kind of being on the outskirts of this whole project of where do you want the light switches and where do you want this and where are your outlets, it's nice to have experts like Ambler Architect who know, you know, Scott knows what he's doing. So that's comforting for us.
It is. But now when it's done, you can pretty much say you have.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a really fun process to be involved with. And I know our board, this has been a vision for a long time. And same with Jason, our director. And so it is a really humbling thing to get to see it all come together and get to dream about the next 60 years in this brand new facility is pretty cool.
It really is. We'll take a break and continue our time talking Boys and Girls Club when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Spending a little time this morning on a community connection talking with Anna Fisher from the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. Summertime continues. I mean, I think, you know, most of the time, the after-school programs, get the kids in from school, set them down. It's homework time.
Right.
But summertime is still mostly fun with a little bit of academic enrichment somewhere along the line.
Definitely. The summer is so fun. You know, we have them Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So those connections that we have in the after-school program are just extended. And then we get in a lot of new kids that don't necessarily already come for the after-school program. So it's been great and so fun, and those are long days, so we keep them really busy because you can't have downtime when you have, 270 plus kids running around.
Yep.
So it's a lot of fun. Our membership for June, so we're starting our sixth week of summer program, but through the month of June, we've had 633 kids enrolled in the summer program, and that includes our teens. So, we see a lot of kids and it's a lot of fun, but we do kind of do these, we call them high yield learning activities. And so they're doing math or they're doing memory games or they're doing things like that, but it's in a fun, fast paced environment. So it doesn't feel like you're sitting down and doing homework, but it's still keeping their brains working and, things like that, and making it a little easier too. I think these 8 to 5 days, they stay in a good routine. Mm-hmm. So when school comes back, it's not this struggle of, getting back into the swing of things. They're already in the swing of things because they've just stayed busy and active. And I've heard from a lot of parents that they come home and crash too. So I'm sure that They're full days.
Well, and I mean, that's one thing that I'm not sure much that you wear them out so they come home and crash, but that's what mom and dad send them for is, go have some fun, be productive.
Exactly. I think that sometimes in the summer, I think back to my summers, especially when I was in high school, and you could kind of just be a slug. And, that's not productive for kids, especially younger kids and teens. You need to stay active and stay busy and make new friends and still have your responsibilities and things like that, and get to do some fun field trips, also is an added perk. I can't think of many families who are doing field trips every day or every other day.
No.
So
even if you take the traditional family vacation, which very few families probably really do, hop in the car and go to Yellowstone, or hop in the car and do this, but it's still just something that traditionally we got a little bit of, but like you said, for however long summer was, 2/3 of it, you could be a slug and get away with it.
Exactly. And I think even when you go and do fun things, it's not many kids that are getting to do it with 60 plus of their friends. So it's just these added friendships and getting to, we've done some really fun field trips. They went to Incredible Pizza last Friday. We have an aquarium trip coming up, a zoo trip. They went skating in Coffeeville, which was like a big hit. So, and then we do, kind of your traditional, we swim every week.
Well, yeah, it's hot outside.
Of course, it is. It's gotten really hot. So, we try to keep, make sure we have water on hand and make sure we're in the shade and go outside for a little bit and come back in and cool off and try to think of some field trips that are either in water or inside.
There you go. Just changing the topic a little bit. In April, we had, the Youth of the Year named.
Right.
Competition continues, right?
Yeah. So she went, Kismet was selected as our Youth of the Year for Bartlesville and then was named the Oklahoma Youth of the Year in April. And then she went to Dallas end of June and got to give her speech in front of almost 1,000 people. Dr. Condoleezza Rice was there, which was really cool. So she got to meet her and do her interview process. And so she came back with, I don't know if I have the final number, but tens of thousands of dollars worth of scholarships. And so she'll actually be able to compete again at the Oklahoma level, and then if she chooses to, and then go on again to compete for the title of the Southwest Youth of the Year. So it's been an amazing experience for her. I can't think again of many juniors in high school that have an experience like that and go and do some, you know, rounds of interviews, panel interviews, giving your speech to that many people. It's just, it's been really cool to see her confidence grow. For everybody who was at our luncheon in December, that was the first time she had ever given her speech. And then she's now just gained so much confidence and is so well spoken. And so it's been a really cool thing to see her kind of grow through that process over this year.
Yeah. Now, and I know you don't formally groom young people for that process, but all the elements are there. You're building on that really
from
day one.
That's exactly right. You know, and we can only have one Youth of the Year, but that same kind of drive and good character and being successful in school and having a plan for their future, that's what we want for all of our kids, and what we want them to leave the club with is all those skills that Kismet has. And so it's cool to see kids who grew up in the club and kind of talking about going through these old pictures, even our current members seeing their pictures from when they were 6 years old and came to the club for the first time, and now they're teens with us or they're on staff with us. And so that's a cool thing for people who have invested in the Boys and Girls Club, you know, over the last 2, 5, 10, 20 years, is you're investing in these kids that then graduate from high school and go on to college or trade school and come back and have families and have this big lasting footprint that the Boys and Girls Club has had in their life. And that's only possible because people choose to invest in these kids and believe in their futures and want them to be well-equipped citizens. And so that's a pretty neat thing to kind of see it come full circle.
It really is. And when you see those young people, and even when they, you know, are taking responsibility in the community for whatever, frequently that membership experience is part of their story.
Definitely. You know, we try to get our kids exposed to a lot of different opportunities in the way of careers, and also in terms of seeing that the world's bigger than just them and just their family, and even bigger than just the club experience, you know, of kind of how can we get them involved in the community? How can we expose them to some of these different field trips even that just see that there's different things out there to experience? And I think that's a cool thing that we get to do that has a really big impact on them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, there is no way to put that in numbers. You
right.
have to tell individual stories.
Exactly. That's right. And so it's neat to kind of have this base of alums that come back. And I just think it's sometimes not an instant gratification thing. You do get those at the club. You know, you can see we're working on reading, and then, you know, Johnny comes back and passes the reading test or gets a report card. But it's almost the intangibles, too, that I think are just as important or more important of learning how to build friendships with people who are different than you, and learning how to communicate, and learning how to be a good sport when you win or when you lose. And those are life lessons, you know, that it's important to learn when you're 6, but it's just as important when you're 26 or when you're 46, is kind of these life lessons that we get to help instill in them with their parents and their families and their teachers.
What does that say about the bargain for $25 a
year? I know, it's just amazing, you know. And again, we've kind of had this strategic vision for growing the club and growing our membership, but we have not, even though we've increased our budget a lot over the last, you know, 5, 6 years, we've kept our membership dues low, and that's an important thing for us. Membership dues only make up 2% of our budget, so the rest of it comes from individuals and companies and grants, and that's important to us. We want the club experience to be accessible for all families and all kids, and it's not a, you know, we don't want kids to feel left out or like they can't come in and have these great opportunities. It really levels the playing field for them.
Well, again, if people would like to find out what's going on, take a drive by your facility, and when there's an announcement, when you welcome in, we'll be happy to see you.
Definitely. You know, it's a great time to come take a tour of the current club in the summer when it's just full of kids, and kind of get to look at the new building too. So it's a really exciting time.
Okay. Thank you so much, Anna.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie.
Anna Fisher with us this morning from the Boys and Girls Club. And if you are interested, just check it out. They'll be happy to show you around. You may have to wait 5 or 10 minutes because they're finishing up with a young person. But, stop by and say hi.
Yes, please do.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
No reports yet of injuries among guards or staff. FEMA has approved disastrous